Cradle of Filth with a new track called She Is a Fire from their first live album to be released in over 20 years, Trouble and Their Double Lives. That's out now and it features that brand new tune. Heard Give 'Em Hell from British metalers Witchfind, the title track off their debut record, which came out back in 1980 during the new wave of British heavy metal heyday. It's Full Metal Jackie. Don't forget, playlists for the show can be found on the website, fullmetaljackieradio.com, where you can also find metal news, videos, interviews, merch, contests, like your shot at a subscription to Revolver magazine, and tickets to Power Trip, which is happening in October in California. Coming up this hour, music from Metallica, Lamb of God. Des Fafara from Devil Driver joins me right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Des Fafara of Devil Driver. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. So happy to have you back on the show. We're here to celebrate the release of Dealing with Demons Volume 2. And the Dealing with Demons albums are uncharacteristically revealing in terms of vulnerability. Des, how will that openness give your music even more courage in the future?
What a great question. I mean, here's the deal with, and no pun intended, with Dealing with Demons 1 and 2, I just had a lot to get off my chest. I was, looking at myself, looking at other things around me, and I had a lot to write about. And this is why I double record. And the records are short. They're meant to be listened to one after another, 36, 38 minutes each. They're meant to be listened to together. And I think that people, along with listening to it, if you're reading the lyrics, you're really going to get what I'm having to say. I'm talking about demons that we all deal with, right? And it doesn't matter if you're a grocery store worker or you're a singer of a band, you're dealing with, temptation. You're dealing with the person that stabs you in the back. You're dealing with so many different demons in life, and every song kind of addresses that. So it's been getting extremely high marks, and I'm very, very happy right now.
The new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons, Volume 2, is out now. Des Fafara with us celebrating the release. Here's a tune from the record, Through the Depths. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des Fafara with us on the show this week. We're celebrating the release of the new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons 2, which is out now. And it is a companion to an album released over 2 years ago. How does that divide of time simultaneously heighten anticipation and create disconnect?
Exactly. Great question as well. It makes us want to get it out quicker. These records were meant to be released back to back, so a year from each other. But that obviously didn't happen with everything that was going on in the world. And I think the anticipation is there for Volume 2 for sure to drop after the two singles that we've just released. People are loving it. Volume 1 got such high marks, and now Volume 2 is getting, 10 out of 10s in different places. And I'm just starting interviews on it, and it seems like the anticipation is truly there.
Des Fafara of Devil Driver with us. Dealing with Demons Volume 2 is out now. Up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Lamb of God, Pantera. Des is going to be picking music. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des Fafara on the show with us celebrating the release of Dealing with Demons Volume 2. And Devil Driver toured this year with Cradle of Filth. A lot of sold out dates on that run. Great lineup, of course. What makes these bands particularly good bedfellows?
We not only manage Cradle, but I'm great friends with Danny Filth, is one of my favorite guys. And we started talking about touring, and we came up with this idea of doing a co-headline tour and doing many different legs in the United States and around the world with it. Kind of old school, how other bands used to do. You get a bunch of bands together and you go around the world twice with them, and that's the run. So this tour did incredibly well. I think we only had 3 or 4 dates not sold out. And I was actually looking at the promoter sideways going, this looks sold out to me. So, and the run was fantastic. It was our first time back out in years, taking the long break, and the shows were great. And I loved getting back on a bus, and every single night the energy was just off the hook.
Des Fafara from Devil Driver on the show with us this week. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Anthrax, Dio. More with Des next. Gospel Metal Jackie Des Fafara with us on the show this week, celebrating the release of the new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons, Volume 2. And let's talk about John Miller. He's returned back to the band after, is it 12 years now?
12-year hiatus. Yeah, John Miller, original bass player, wrote, primary writer on the four or five first records, a beast on stage and an incredible writer. And for those who don't know, John and I were always the closest. John had to take a break, get his things in life straight, let's just say. And him and I had a nice long conversation, almost a 5-hour conversation. He decided to come back, and he always talked about guys leaving, but it's rare when you talk about him coming back. And so we're extremely pleased. We went out on this last run with him, and I mean, it was just such a great time. We were up till 3-4 in the morning laughing in the back lounge and having a good time. So welcome back, John.
And Des, talk to me about your book. I know you've had a book in the works.
Yeah, we've got a book deal with Rare Bird Books. It's an autobiography, a double autobiography. So my youth through Coal Chamber, and then from there, my Devil Driver years, which are going to be incredible. The book is done. It's just been done, edited, and looks like it's going to come out sometime between June and August on Rare Bird. And it's going to give people a big glimpse of who I am and what I've been through in life. I mean, I left home at a very early age, slept under bridges, stole food, you know, went to jail. I mean, I've had a strange life. And I think people are going to now see, you know, I'm a very private guy. So releasing this kind of information was difficult. I had a lot of people that actually had to talk me into it. But I think, you know, it's a page turner for sure. It's 8 chapters of just go, go, go. And then, you know, for somebody that is so private in an industry that, you know, is not very private, I think people are going to get a good glimpse of who I was when I was young and what I've been through in life, and get a better picture of who Des Fafara is.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Des Fafara with us. The new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons Volume 2, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus a new track from Baby Metal. By the way, those guys going on a co-headline tour this summer, Baby Metal and Death Clock. It is the Baby Clock Tour. I love it. More with Des, and we'll hear from a member of Death Clock next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Des Fafara with us on the show this week. And Des, you touched on Coal Chamber earlier. Obviously, Coal Chamber has shows booked this year, the Sick New World this weekend. What's different about your fondness for that music now and the people who play it compared to 10 and 20 years ago?
Right. Well, stuff happened 10 or 20 years ago where, you know, things get in the way. You know, all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll got in the way of making the music. What happened for everybody that may not know is in late 2021, I almost died from COVID. And my wife actually called them and said, hey, you guys might want to call Des. He might be on his way out. He's actually saying goodbye to us. And the members of Coal Chamber, I mean, a lot of people actually called me on a daily basis, but they checked on me on a daily basis for a year. And finally, one of them said, hey, should we do a show? And I said, yeah, you guys all have your stuff together. I do as well. I said, well, why don't we do a show? So yeah, Sick New World is going to be incredible. And then we go out with Mudvayne in an amphitheater run, 18 to 25,000 people a night in July and August. And yeah, it all came together in a real kind of positive frame of mind. And I love those guys. That's the band who made me. You know, I left the band because of things that went on inside the band, and I'm a family guy with kids, and I had to get on with it. I'm very professional, and I'm, you know, I want to go do business the correct way. Now that all that is kind of tapped out and put in the past, I mean, it's good to just be back together again and go to play a show, you know.
And do you have any kind of idea on if there's going to be, you know, future, more shows, or have you guys even talked about maybe getting back and doing music again?
You know what? We haven't had any of those conversations, Jackie, but thanks for the question. I mean, for us, the Sick New World thing is a big deal. And then going out with Mudvayne is obviously a huge deal. We've known those guys forever, and we're looking forward to doing it. After that, we've got Blue Ridge Rockfest, and that's it for there. We don't want to put too much on the band. Are we going to write? Are we going to tour again next year? We don't know. We want to take it slow. Everybody's got families, and we just want to make sure that the vibe is right, because, you know, I think when we put out Rivals, I don't think we were together enough as we should have been that record when it came out, you know, 10 years ago on Napalm. So right now it's great. It's working out great. We're all very good friends. We all see eye to eye in everything that we're going to do. And we're getting ready to go do a 30-minute set only at Sick New World. We go on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30, and we're just going to pound that set, and hopefully people enjoy it. And then we'll move on from there.
Des Fafara with us. Pick up the new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons Volume 2. See Devil Driver, see Coal Chamber. It's all happening. Busy year for you, Des. Thank you so much for checking in, and good luck with this new release.
Absolute, my pleasure. And thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it, Jackie.
Music from Anthrax and more next.